Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am sitting in the morning, the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee.
Songwriter Suzanne Vega once chronicled life in New York by looking out a diner window. Now she's taking a literary giant's life story to the theater stage. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. Today we're live from the Green Space. Gee, that didn't sound rehearsed at all. Glad to have the audience here with us in the green space itself and an audience watching live on our webcast at WNYC.org as well. Coming up on the program, another master storyteller, John Darnielle, performs with his band The Mountain Goats, plus Radiohead published a newspaper yesterday. Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's own On the Media, will join us with her reaction. But we begin with Suzanne Vega. She can capture a moment in time like few other songwriters. In this song, Tom's Diner, she makes the mundane act of looking out a restaurant window seem fascinating. In other songs, she's tackled everything from Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner to a compulsive love of computer solitaire. But Vega's latest project isn't an album. It's an original stage play called Carson McCullers Talks About Love, and in it, Suzanne Vega portrays McCullers, the late author, best known for her novel The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Suzanne Vega's here with her band to perform some music from the play. This first song is called Instant of the Hour After. Please welcome Suzanne Vega.
That's enough out of you tonight. My darling, this show is over for now. The monkey is dead. I detest all this drunken brawling. Now let's see if you can make it into this bed. How I love you, how I loathe you. It's a sharp, quick love I feel, my darling. But you're not as drunk as you seem, so why pretend on your cheek that sweet shadow falling? The pulse in your neck, how I'll know it right to the end. How I love you, how I loathe you. And all you can say is reverberating acuity, lousy simile, vacant majesty. In the instant of the hour after, well, right now it's you and me. Trapped here inside of this bottle, drowning like flies. When the frenzy's over, we're crawling. Specimens spent and exhausted, we press to the sides. How I love you, how I loathe you.
Thank you.
That's Suzanne Vega live in the green space, and a song from the forthcoming play, Carson McCullers, Talks of Love.
Yep.
Suzanne, first of all, welcome to the green space.
Thank you.
With Joe Iconis at our piano and Andy Stack playing guitar. Jerry Leonard, who's the music director for the play, will be performing shortly. For the moment, just sitting here looking fabulous. So that song portrays a kind of complex character. When you started down this road, did you know this was going to be a play, or was it initially a song that just got too big? What happened?
Oh, no, no, I knew it was going to be a play. When I studied theater when I was at college, I minored in theater and had an interest in Carson McCullers back then. So I knew, knew then that it was going to be a play.
And we know her mostly for The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Yeah.
When Carson McCullers talks about love, how complicated a subject is that?
It's very complicated. I mean, she had a lot of feelings. I really feel that most of her work was about love, not exactly the erotic kind of love, but what she called agape love. Her own life was very complicated and full of erotic failures, if you want to call it that. The song I just sang was basically she and her husband. Sort of fictionalized in a short story called The Instant of the Hour After. So it's really the song between the two of them. And she married Reeves McCullers at a very young age, and they divorced, and then they remarried. So that was sort of the main theme of her life. But she had lots of other loves, all of them big ones.
And some of them sort of in competition with her husband.
Yes, some of them were in competition with her. Yes, very complicated situations, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Those tend to be the kind of the most difficult love triangles, the one where it's like two spouses involved.
Do tell.
So I hear. But now the song that you just sang, in fact, all of the songs in the play are collaborative songs with Duncan Sheik.
Yeah, Duncan Sheik is the composer for these songs. The ones we're doing today were composed by Duncan Sheik, which has been really thrilling to work with him because his sense of melody and sense of harmony is so beautiful and quite different, I think, than what I would do naturally. It's, not totally estranged, but I feel really challenged, so it's great. So
have you ever, first of all, Duncan Sheik, you may know from Spring Awakening, but he's also a fine singer-songwriter with a trail of records of his own.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like this kind of collaborative songwriting before?
I have with my band members, and when I worked with Mitchell Froom, we worked together. If it's interesting to anybody, you just go to where the publishing credits are, and then you'll see all the other people I've worked with from time to time, but this is sort of much more... it's more of a body of work, and to have someone write the actual melodies is kind of interesting for me. In this next song, we'll do he wrote the melody as well as the chords, and so it was like a little piece of Morse code that I had to sort of fit the idea into.
And the idea behind this next song is basically New York, New York, a hell of a town.
Kind of. It's called New York is My Destination, and Carson McCullers was from Columbus, Georgia. And she'd always imagined coming to New York City as a young girl. She wanted to come here and be a writer. And she did actually come here a couple of times before she moved here to live. So I've sort of snowballed all of those New York experiences into one song.
All right. Let's once again hear Suzanne Vega and the band. Previews of Carson McCullers' Talks About Love begin April 20th at the Rattlestick Playwrights Theater on Waverly Place. The show opens officially on Cinco de Mayo on May 5th. Suzanne Vega, live in the green space.
New York is my destination. New York is where I will be from. New York is made of finer things. Just like me, I will lunch at the Algonquin, swing by the plaza, waltz on in the Three Arts Club. I'll live there indefinitely.
'cause New York is made for grander things just like me. Little Ruddy, yes, they will love me. Paparazzi, well, could it be? Glitterati, well, they know of me. New York's waiting for me. All of the tales of seduction glittering on the horizon, mountains of fame and fortune and snow, finally. 'Cause New York is made for grander things just like me. Literati, yes, they will love me. Paparazzi, well, could this be? Glitterati, well, they know of me. New York's waiting for me. Practice at the Parnassus, cram for Columbia classes. Ride the Fifth Avenue buses. Weave some tale about us. I lost all my money for Juilliard. I hid in the phone booth at Macy's. I lived in a brothel on the way to my destiny. But New York is made for grander things just like me. Literati, yes, they will love me. Paparazzi, well, could this be? Glitterati, well, they know of me. New York's waiting for me. 'Cause New York is made for grander things just like me.
Once again, Suzanne Vega with the band live on Soundcheck, broadcasting from the Green Space, and a song called New York is My Destination. Suzanne, you mentioned Duncan Cheek working with you on these songs.
Yeah.
The lyrics, are these actually things that Carson McCullers said or wrote?
Yes. The first song was something she actually wrote. The things in the song we just heard were things she wanted to do. She wanted to go to the Algonquin. She was crazy about the Plaza. She went back there over and over again throughout her life. And the part about where she lost the money for Juilliard and where she hid in the phone booth at Macy's, those are true.
Really?
Stories, yes. The part about whether she slept in a brothel is probably one of her inventions.
On the other hand, we do know that she lived in that house in Brooklyn Heights in the 1940s.
February House, yeah.
Which housed, among others, the English composer Benjamin Britten, the tenor
Auden.
Peter Pears, W.H. Auden.
Paul Bowles and his wife Jane.
Right.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
Colin McPhee, the Canadian composer, was there. Yeah. I think Lou Harrison had a nervous breakdown in this house.
There were more than one, probably.
So, if not a brothel, she at least lived in a very interesting place at a very interesting time.
Yeah.
So, the play is called Carson McCullers Talks About Love.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, I'm sort of afraid to ask this question, given what we were just talking about, but did you see parallels between your life and hers?
Well, you know, when I first got interested in Carson McCullers, I was 19 or 20. And so I felt a certain sympathy for her character as it is, and also her characters. I mean, I think a lot of young women do, but also a lot of young men, artists, writers, all kinds of people feel a connection with her characters.
And she was like 22 when she wrote
She was 22 when it came out, yeah.
Hard as a Lonely Hunter.
So there's some parallels, but there's also huge areas where it's not parallel.
Right. passed away at the age of 50 after a long descent into alcoholism and depression. So you don't really want to be on a parallel track
really,
all the way through. But so what will this play look like?
Well, it will look like me in the middle of the stage, dressed as Carson McCullers and smoking, drinking, and talking a lot. There'll be two musicians on stage with me. And it will be, I'll have a little platform, and a lot of it is me sort of addressing the audience directly. It's kind of like a one-woman play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, opening in previews on April 20th and opening on May 5th here in New York at the Rattlestick Playwrights Theater, which is in Greenwich Village.
And it's not strictly a realistic play. It's not like set in her house or anything. It's sort of set in a library setting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like this fictional place.
So she wanted to go to the Algonquin. She wanted the literati and the glitterati and the paparazzi to know who she was. And that eventually, you know, that
it
more or less
almost
happened.
Right away. Yeah, she came to New York and her book had come out and it was this tremendous success right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which didn't stop her from looking askance at other people that the literati and the glitterati were paying attention to.
Oh, it wasn't just that. Yeah. No, she was very competitive and very, very sure of her own talents and at the same time very insecure. You know, most people I think who have that kind of talent are both super confident and unbelievably anxious.
And this next song is
called Harper Lee. And it's a song about it's a song about her feelings about other writers, and even the writers that she loved, she still had a lot of feelings about them, which she was not shy about expressing.
All right, let's hear another song from Suzanne Vega and the band on Soundcheck, live from the Green Space.
Virginia Woolf, she leaves me cold. I recognize the genius, but I'm twice as bold. I have more to say than Hemingway. Lord knows, compared to Faulkner, I say it in a better way. Graham Greene, he loves me. He loves my poetic sensibility. Catherine Ann Porter might be the best one now, but in about a year, I'm gonna show her how. Yes, I will. I said to Reeves the other day, Proust really is the man who comforts me in a way no other writer can. The timeless quality of the work, the length is very long. Believe me, Marcel Proust goes on and on and on and on for 7 volumes. Oh, Harper, Harper, Lee, Lee, Lee. Now she only wrote the one book. I've written more than 3. Darling Tennessee Williams, it's anybody's guess why Streetcar made millions and Wedding so much less. Still trying to figure that one out. As for F. Scott, my sad cafe is greater than his Gatsby. I'm just telling you what someone told me they read, 'cause I never look at my reviews, they might give me a big head. Now Truman Capote was hypnotized, mesmerized, 'cause he realized that I knew that he knew that he had plagiarized my cadences. Imagine his surprise, you'll see it in his eyes when I win that Nobel Prize. Thank you. Thank you so much. Harper, 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 Lee, Lee, Lee. Why do they always compare her to me? To be real. receiving more than she deserves. Honey, she's poaching on my literary preserves. Yes, from Harper Lee we have seen and we've heard, and I'd like to kill more than just that mockingbird. Yes, you know, sometimes I really would. So, you just wait until next year.
Thank you.
Suzanne Vega with the song Harper Lee. It comes from the play called Carson McCullers Talks About Love, with songs by Suzanne Vega and Duncan Sheik. So 40 years before one rapper's dissing another, there's Carson McCullers just kind of riffing on every other big name author of the day.
Exactly. Now, she was fearless, actually.
How much of that did you make up, and how much of that is really Carson McCullers?
I'd say 3/4 of it are things that she actually said.
Wow.
Last line actually was Duncan Sheik. I don't think she actually said, "I'd like to kill more than just that mockingbird."
Yeah.
That was something Duncan said, and I kind of stole it quickly. But the rest of it, Hemingway, Faulkner, most of it was hers.
And in addition to the play opening in previews on April 20th and officially on May 5th, the next album in your series of...
The close-up series.
Yeah.
Volume 3.
Volume 3 comes out this summer.
Comes out, yeah, June probably.
All right.
First-ish.
Well, Suzanne, always great to have you on the show. Thank you for being with us in the green space today.
Thank you.
And giving us a preview of the new show.
All right.
Suzanne
Thanks
Vega.
So much.
In a moment, Radiohead released something new this week, a newspaper. And on the media's Brooke Gladstone will take a peek inside its pages for us. And then later, indie rock's evocative storyteller John Darnielle and his band The Mountain Goats will play live. You can go online to the Soundcheck webpage to see my review of the record. Gee, I wonder whether I liked it or not. They'll be joining us in just a few minutes. This is Soundcheck live from the Green Space. Hey.